You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I am Matt Fidler. We're coming up to the new deadline for several federal disaster programs. If you're a homeowner, renter, or small business owner who was impacted by the campfire, you have until February 15th to sign up with FEMA to be considered eligible for any disaster aid. Even if you have insurance, you should sign up because this disaster assistance provides benefits not covered by most insurance. February 15th is also the deadline to apply for low-interest loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. Many small businesses were indirectly impacted by the fire. Maybe a good portion of your customers no longer live in the area. Maybe you couldn't get to your small business location for several weeks or more after the fire. Maybe you had employees who couldn't come to work, affecting your ability to operate. Those are three perfectly good reasons to apply for an SBA loan to keep you in business as we all recover from the world's worst disaster of 2018. For more info, contact the SBA Customer Service Center. You can call 1-800-659-2955, email them at disastercustomerservice@sba.gov, or by visiting sba.gov. To register for FEMA, visit disasterassistance.gov or visit one of three main disaster recovery centers: in Chico at the Chico Mall at 1982 East 20th Street, in Paradise at 1080 Ewald Court, or in Oroville at 2140 Feather River Boulevard. With this extended deadline of February 15th, we've seen a lot more people sign their right of entry form so the debris removal program can continue. If you had any properties over 120 square feet that were burnt, please sign up for the free debris removal program by visiting any of the disaster recovery centers that I mentioned earlier, or by visiting buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal. And speaking of debris removal, more than 15,000 tons of debris from the campfire has already been brought to two different landfills. The main one being in the outskirts of Anderson, the secondary landfill is in the town of Wheatland. Working 6 days a week, between 600 and 1,300 trucks of debris travel down Highway 99 each day right now. According to CalRecycle, who is doing most of the work, the number of trucks used is going to be ramped up as the debris removal program continues. Caltrans will remain involved to try to mitigate extra traffic on the freeway. And some residents of Anderson are already saying that their once peaceful back roads are more like freeways now. If you have any campfire recovery news you think we should all know about, please send me an email to the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.